Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. It's Championship Sunday in other areas of the sports world, but here in Monmouth County in West Long Branch, it's a huge Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference game on a Sunday matinee at the MAC when Monmouth University hosts the Golden Griffins from Canisius College, who have made the trip down from Buffalo, New York. These two teams met exactly 1 week ago, and it was in that game up in Western New York that Canisius put it on MU, defeating the Hawks 87-67. But now the scene has shifted back to West Long Branch, where Monmouth has played some of its best basketball this season. The Hawks come in at 8-10 overall, 2-5 in league play, while Canisius sports a record of 12-6 and 6-1 in the MAC. That currently puts them in a tie for first place. Good evening and good afternoon, rather, everyone. Alongside my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, today, I am Eddie Acapinti. Our good friend Brian Cedillo back in the studios engineering this afternoon's broadcast. And Steve, it's kind of deja vu all over again. We were in Buffalo 1 week ago right now, getting ready to watch Monmouth and Canisius play. What has changed in a week as now the Hawks come back home? They are not playing their best ball of the season, but played well last game out, dropping a close one to Quinnipiac.
I think what has changed, Eddie, is that they might have gotten some confidence after their performance at Quinnipiac the other night. They really played a pretty good game against a team that came into the MAC a couple weeks back and really just took it to them. Quinnipiac dominated the Hawks here in West Long Branch on the glass, and it was almost like that big brother juniors and seniors versus beating up on freshmen versus sophomores. So the way the Hawks played on Thursday night in Quinnipiac, I think, should give them some confidence. They were up 11 early on in that game, and then Quinnipiac just ended up wearing them down and making more plays down the stretch. Hopefully the Hawks can build off that performance.
Monmouth comes in again to this afternoon's contest, 8-10 overall, 2-5 in league play. And Steve, again, they've dropped two straight, but it's a weird feeling. The first time these two teams played, you said it, you got the feeling Canisius just had a better day. They were a better basketball team that day. But now you get a weird feeling where Monmouth fell to Quinnipiac, their last opponent, by 17 the first time they played. Then they lost by 9, and Matt and I had that game. They had chances to pull away in the second half, get that game to even, and then didn't. So now we saw them lose two games to an upper-tier team, but play much better time two. Is that what you think could happen this afternoon with this Canisius team that had a really tough game in their last one out Friday night, an 85-83 win over Iona?
I think adjustments have a lot to do with that, Eddie, and the Hawks played a lot of zone when they played at Canisius last weekend. I don't foresee them playing as much zone as they did in that game. I thought Canisius got a lot of open looks off of it. I thought, quite honestly, that Canisius picked the Hawks zone apart and got so many open threes. And in the beginning of the game, they missed those open shots. But late in the first half and then all second half, Canisius was deadly from the three-point range. I look for the Hawks to play a lot more man-to-man defense in this game. Billy Barron is obviously a guy we'll get to. And then Zach Lewis made 7 threes last week against Monmouth in that home game for Canisius.
And that's the player that we'll zoom in on first. Again, Monmouth and Canisius this afternoon here at the MAC. Steve mentioned it. Billy Barron, in my opinion, the best player in the MAC, Steve. 23 points a game. He's the leading assist man in the league as well. Just under 100 assists on the season. He gets everyone involved for this balanced Canisius scoring attack. He had a great one last time out against Iona coming in to this afternoon's game. He's the player to watch. And then you said it, Zach Lewis, only averages 9 a game, had 25 in that game back in Buffalo. And is that the 1-2 punch that you'll be keeping your eye on today?
Those two guys in the backcourt, and of course Jordan Heath, the 6'10 forward from Canisius, who's also a deadly three-point shooter. We compared him a little bit to Channing Frye in the broadcast last week, but he's a guy that can really also guard the rim very well. And in the broadcast, we talked about the Hawks going small and bringing Jordan Heath away from the basket, setting some ball screens and trying to make him guard ball screens, taking him away from the rim so he can't block as many shots as he did.
This is our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As we'll quickly run through the starting lineups for both teams, and the Monmouth starting lineup today is presented by McClune's Restaurants. Visit McClune's.com for information on all of their great locations. Justin Robinson, the freshman from upstate New York, again will get the start alongside Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, the two veteran leading scorers for this team. In the backcourt, Zach Tillman, Chris Brady, the pair of freshman bigs, get the start in the front court for third-year head coach King Rice. For second-year head coach Jim Barron, his son, Billy Barron, starts in the backcourt alongside Zach Lewis and Chris Manhertz. Chris Perez and Jordan Heath round out the starting five for the Golden Griffins, as we'll now get Steve's keys to the game presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Well, it all starts with Billy Barron, Eddie. Probably the best player in the MAC conference, a guy who is the favorite to win player of the year. He averages 23 a game. He's very efficient, 47% from the floor, 44% from three, and 92% from the foul line. You have to know where he is at all times. You have to close him out. You have to stop the ball in transition. He's a guy that can get to the rim in transition, and you also don't want to compound matters by fouling him because he shoots so well from the foul line. The Hawks need to know where he is, and they need to know where Zach Lewis is. He's a guy that's really been getting it going. He got a lot of open looks last weekend against Monmouth, and he made him pay with 7 3-pointers. They were a lot of open looks. So the next key is, what kind of defense are you going to play against Canisius? Are you going to go man or are you going to go zone? Me personally, I wouldn't play zone against Canisius. They're senior laden. They're a veteran team. They were very good against the zone. They picked it apart. I would play them man. And then lastly, Jordan Heath. He's so good blocking shots around the rim. I think the Hawks should go small and try to drag Jordan Heath away from the rim, make him guard on the perimeter.
Canisius, the first place team in the league. If they win today, they will own first place in the MAC all by themselves. Monmouth comes into this game just kind of on the outside of that 7-8 range at 2-5 in a current tie with Marist. It'll be the Hawks and the Golden Griffins for the second time in 1 week this afternoon at the MAC. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll reset the lineups and we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and Canisius, and it'll be right here on your home for MU hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside to the MAC on campus in West Long Branch for this afternoon's MAC contest between Monmouth and Canisius. Again, the Hawks 8-10, 2-5 in league play. The Golden Griffins 12-6 and 6-1. Those starting lineups again: Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, and Andrew Nicholas will get the start for Monmouth in the backcourt alongside the Twin Tower freshman center Zach Tillman and Chris Brady, the lineup that third-year head coach King Rice will send to the floor. Jim Barron, his second season in Canisius, his 27th overall as a college basketball coach, will send out his youngest son, Billy Barron, alongside Chris Perez and Zach Lewis in the backcourt. Chris Manhertz, Jordan Heath get the start in the front court for Canisius, who right now is the first-place team in the league standings. And Steve, just 1 week ago, scored 87 on Monmouth, and they had a really hot shooting second half en route to that win.
Yes, they did, Eddie, and they really got it going. 8 of 13 from three-point range in the second half. In the first half of that game, they were only 6 of 17. They started off cold, then they got hot at the end of the first half, really led by Billy Barron. And then Zach Lewis took over in the second half. Again, Zach Lewis finished with 7 three-pointers in that game. 8 of 13 in the second half for a combined 14 of 30 from the three-point range for the game. That's a big part of this game. They're a team that, as a overall, shoots 40% from three. They also hold opponents to 32% from three. That's a huge stat and part of the reason why they're in first place right now.
Yeah, Steve, they've actually, on this season, made 42 more three-pointers than their opponents have. That is a huge point differential. The other thing they do really well, and that comes from their point guard, Billy Barron, is take care of the basketball, as they have a positive assist-to-turnover ratio as a team. You don't see a lot of college basketball teams do that, and that, I know you said it, one of your keys to the game. And we were so impressed a week ago with not only Billy Barron, but Zach Lewis, a freshman who's scoring 9 a game, had exploded for 25 against Monmouth. Had a big game also against Ryder, if you remember. And this Canisius team has played a lot of really close games their last couple of times out. They're riding a 3-game winning streak that started with a 94-91 double overtime win over Ryder. That was a couple of weeks ago. Then they defeated Monmouth and Iona. So they've got 3 good wins in a row, and they're looking every bit the best team in the league in a very good year for MAC basketball.
It's a great year, and there's a lot of teams at the top who could go on and win this league. But how about Manhattan goes down at Fairfield yesterday? We saw Canisius beat Iona recently. Teams just keep knocking each other off. I was pretty surprised with that Fairfield-Manhattan game, but that was a road game for Manhattan, and you really just never know what can happen.
We've seen games like that. Remember Quinnipiac, before they beat Monmouth, lost at St. Peter's. It, you know, top to bottom, the MAC is as good as we thought it would be. And I think, and this is where I'm kind of impressed, the top of the league, though, is really, really good. You've got teams like Manhattan, Canisius, Iona, Ryder, Quinnipiac that could really go out and be anyone in the country. This Canisius team had Notre Dame dead to rights right around New Year's Day. A couple of tough calls went against them, but they really could play with anyone, as can most of these upper-tier teams.
I think a lot of the times what you see in those upper-tier teams is veteran, senior-laden teams. And I also, when you look at the NCAA tournament, when you try to forecast that, you always try to find those senior-laden teams, which a lot of the highly ranked teams, Eddie, don't really have those big-time seniors anymore. It's a lot of the mid-majors that have those.
Well, yeah, it's funny that you know, you see the Kentuckys and the Dukes and the Arizonas. You know, they've got those freshman phenoms, maybe the guy that stays one extra year to get stronger. But then you find those Wichita States, the Butlers of the world, those teams that get guys for 3 and 4 years. And that's kind of the two ways to win, I guess, in college hoops.
Yeah, you got talent versus experience.
Monmouth and Canisius ready to roll. The Golden Griffins in their road. Navy, Monmouth in their home white. Hawks going right to left. Golden Griffins left to right. And it'll be the visitors from upstate New York to begin things here, as Billy Barron will control.
The Hawks start man-to-man.
Barron, cross-court fine, throws it to Perez on the left wing. Now works it around the perimeter. A very perimeter-oriented attack for Canisius as they're moving it here. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Jordan Heath, first three of the game, up and good.
Jordan Heath stands on the perimeter and shoot threes. That's his game. Chris Brady has got to make him a driver. You can close him out and scream all you want, but you got to make him a driver.
He had 14 in the game up in Buffalo last time out. Monmouth, first possession here. Deion Jones will try to answer with three, and he will around a screen to not this game at 3-all.
A well-executed play. Deion Jones ran through the lane and then came back off a screen at the top of the key and banged down a three.
Zach Lewis, entry pass for Jordan Heath. He'll face up on Chris Brady. Double team, spins, and he'll be called for traveling. Good help defense, Steve, from Zach Tillman.
Good help defense, and something that we said last week in our broadcast at Canisius, he does not look comfortable, Jordan Heath, with the ball on the floor with his back to the basket.
And that time there, we saw he hit a three, possession one, possession two, turned it over in the block. Monmouth with the basketball here. Robinson picks up his dribble left wing, bounces one to Chris Brady. Brady feels a double team, throws back to Robinson, who finds a cutting Andrew Nicholas, who will put it in to give Monmouth a 5-3 lead.
The Hawks trying to establish Brady down low. They screen away for Nicholas. Nice curl to the basket, and then he knocks it down.
Yeah, Steve, one thing I like out of Monmouth's first two possessions, good movement from both Jones and Nicholas. 18-20 and counting to go in this first half. Billy Barron, top of the key, guarded by Robinson. Rise and fire for three, and he'll put it in.
You know, there's not much you can do about that if you're Justin Robinson. Billy Barron outsizes him by a lot. He was good defense. It was just a very strong step-back move into a three-point shot. It's a big-time shot.
6-5, Golden Griffins lead Monmouth. Robinson has his pass intercepted by Barron. He'll go one-on-two against Nicholas and Robinson, and Nicholas will hammer him for the foul with 17:53 to go in the first half.
That's a good foul by Andrew Nicholas. You don't want to let him get the shot up. Again, he's a 92% foul shooter, so you got to make him earn it on the foul line.
Strong foul there from Nicholas, the first in the game. Barron will go to the foul line. Don't really want to send him there. He shoots free throws at 92%. 23 a game, just under 5 rebounds a game. Right around 5.5 assists per contest. Here he goes 2-for-2 from the line, giving Canisius an 8-5 lead. Little pressure here. Monmouth breaks it easily. Deion Jones throws it over to Zach Tillman. Nice spin move down low to lay it in.
Just how Jones wanted to execute it, right, Eddie? Loses it in the lane, gets it back, dishes to Tillman, who puts it in.
Good sign, though, for Monmouth, Steve. Deion Jones with a 3 and a nice assist there as the Hawks trail 8-7. Foul here away from the ball. Zach Tillman was chasing Billy Barron along with Robinson. Tillman will get called for that foul.
That's the second time the Hawks have trapped or tried to trap the screen and roll at the top of the key. Canisius going to that horn set. Both bigs at the elbows are trying to trap Billy Barron and make him give up the ball.
Chris Perez to inbound the ball. Canisius leading Monmouth by a point. Perez will throw it back to Manhertz. Now we'll give to Barron, who will initiate the offense as he crosses half court with 17:26 to go in this first half. Barron double team. Throws it left corner. This is Perez. He'll drive into the middle of the floor. Attack the basket and he'll draw the foul. As he went up, two free throws coming for Chris Perez as quickly Zach Tillman picks up his second foul.
That's actually a very nice take by Perez and Tillman. Again, he gets lazy sometimes when he steps up to help. He's got to step up, go straight up, and not swat down at the ball. Anytime you do that, you're going to get called for a foul. The fact that he already had one foul.
Perez at the line, the transfer from Stetson down in Florida. 10 points per game. He's the third leading scorer for Canisius. Shoots free throws at 58%. So right on cue, he goes 1 of 2. Canisius up 9-7. Ty O'Garrow in for Monmouth. Zach Tillman takes a seat.
Canisius showing 2-2-1 press here, Eddie. We'll see how the Hawks break it.
Barron and Lewis are the lead guards in that press. Inbound to Justin Robinson. Robinson will break it himself. Now to spin out of trouble right as he crosses half court. Monmouth will initiate here. Steve Canisius falls back 2-3 zone with 22 on the shot clock. Robinson, right wing, throws top of the key for Jones. Deion Jones finds Chris Brady at the foul line. He'll kick it out to O'Gara. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Robinson. 6 on the clock. Out to Jones. Right back to Robinson. 3 on the shot clock. Contested floater. An air ball. Loose ball. Will be a shot clock violation against MU. And Steve, perfect time for Canisius to go zone with O'Gara in the game.
O'Gara coming in for Tillman. Not really much of an outside shooter. A great job of switching defenses by Coach Barron.
You don't coach for 27 years without knowing what you're doing. And Jim Barron, one of the best mid-major coaches you'll find. Perez right wing, whistle away from the ball. It'll go on O'Gara, who's matched up on Jordan Heath.
I was amazed last week watching Jim Barron, the coach, scream at one of his assistants. It was quite the scene.
Looks to be a little calmer today. It's early, though. Manhertz gets free down low and puts in a righty jump hook.
And it wasn't just a quick scream and then stop. I mean, it was a monologue. He was really going at him.
It was for 40 seconds of a 60-second timeout.
Yeah.
Canisius on top of MU here early, 11-7. Deion Jones tried to fire one down low to Brady off his hand. That turnover will give it back to Canisius. Bouncing it for Heath is Barron. Heath for three, in and out. And that rebound comes down to Deion Jones. Over to Robinson. He'll go one on three. And his shot is swatted by Heath. He did that a bunch last week. His first one today. Zach Lewis in transition. Tough shot in the lane is no good. Jordan Heath dunks it with the right hand.
I thought that could have been basket interference, but I guess not. Jordan Heath doing a good job trailing the play. He's quite the weapon for them with the style of play. He can stretch the floor with the three, block shots, and that time he really trails and finishes with a dunk.
Hawks trailing 13-7. Andrew Nicholas missing a short one, but Brady will clean it up with 15-18 to go in the first half.
And something that I heard you say on the broadcast with Matt was the improvement of Chris Brady, and he's really come on as of late, finishing around the rim.
5 minutes gone by. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth by four. Perez finds Barron top of the key. Barron will face up on Robinson. Fire away. Put it in. 16-9 Canisius.
That's a tough matchup for Justin Robinson, a guy who can fill it up like Billy Barron. Coach Rice going to the bench. He'll probably switch that matchup. Look for DeLeo to guard Barron.
Andrew Nicholas for Monmouth is going to get free. And Jordan Heath with his second block. That block sends us to the media timeout. Canisius 16, Monmouth 9, 14:42 to go in our first half. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 14:42 to go in our first half. Monmouth trailing Canisius 16-9. Getting our stats now from our good friend, Ms. Jen Carter from the Athletic Communications Office, who is flustered to say the least right now, running all over the court.
Good hustle by her, sprinting across the floor.
That was kind of scary. She had to weave through 11 basketball players to get through. As Monmouth will have the first possession after the timeout here with Josh James, Marcelo Hudiger, and Max DeLeo on the floor. Deion Jones driving to the basket. Good off the window and the foul.
Eddie, something that we've been talking about is that for the Hawks to compete with the upper echelon of this conference, Deion Jones has to get it back going. And he had 16 the other night at Quinnipiac, and I don't think there's any coincidence there that the Hawks played a good game up there because Deion Jones was getting back into the groove.
So Jones will go to the line for one free throw. As that lead has been cut to five. And he misses it short. Rebound is tipped out actually to Max DeLeo. Hawks with another possession, trailing 16-11.
Quinnipiac game, it was 17-14 Quinnipiac on offensive rebounds, but they outscored the Hawks 23-7 on second chance points. The Hawks have to convert these opportunities.
Canisius staying zone here. Josh James will now control with Robinson on the bench. He'll get a high screen from Hudiger. Driving kick to Nicholas for three. That one's short. Rebound to Billy Barron.
That's good offense, though. Draw the defense, kick out. Nicholas is deadly from that corner.
Barron hands off to Perez. He's cut off right baseline, throws it in the middle. James intercepted it. Josh James head up in transition now. Will leave one for Deion Jones. Wave it away. Offensive foul as Jordan Heath drew it.
That's an easy call for a referee. Anytime somebody jumps in the air to make a pass, it should be a charge. I agree with the call. What Josh James has to do there with the big man stepping up, he's got a jump stop and either leave it off, and he had Max DeLeo on the right wing open for a 3-2. He opens up more options with just a simple jump stop.
Phil Valenti will check in for Canisius for the first time, a 6'7 redshirt freshman from upstate New York, more of an outside shooter. And as well as Jordan Heath's brother, Josiah, will check in. Officials are going to go to the monitor now, Steve. They'll check something with Monmouth trailing Canisius. 16-11, 13:50 to go first half. It'll allow us the chance to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of MU basketball. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great for every child. Not sure what they were checking out there, as the previous foul was an offensive foul on Josh James.
I guess they wanted to make sure they had the correct player. Usually common practice when you call a foul.
It was kind of obvious, though. I mean, Josh is the player that threw the pass. Hey, I guess it's better to get it right. I guess they don't want to watch football later today. Oh, matter of time before that happened. 13:35 and counting to go. Canisius with the basketball here. Valenti It's not a travel. It's actually an offensive foul, Steve. They'll call it on Josiah Heath. I was getting ready to say travel as soon as you made the symbol, but they get Heath off the ball.
And something that Coach Rice was screaming for in the game last weekend was for moving screens, especially along the baseline. Max DeLeo got laid out bad on one of those plays, and that was before Max lost two of his teeth as well.
He had a tough weekend up in Buffalo. He played so hard but left some teeth on the court up in Canisius. Didn't miss any time, however, and he has it here. He'll throw it elbow to Hudiger. Out to Josh James for three. That one's short. Tipped rebound by Hudiger. Second tip is right into the arms of Billy Barron. Barron ahead to Phil Valenti. The lefty will lay it in to give Canisius a seven-point lead. ...12:50 and counting to go. Max DeLeo attacks the zone, picks up his dribble, throws it to Ty Ogero. He throws it right at Heath, off the window, and good. Ogero with a chance for a three-point play.
A good strong take that time by Tyrone Ogero, catching the ball at the high post and really just going strong into Heath. He thought he was straight up, but that really could have gone either way, but usually the offensive player who initiates the contact gets that call.
Ogero at the line for a three-point play, missing the free throw short. Barron pulls down another rebound. Canisius leading 18-13. Barron around a Josiah Heath screen. Throws one to Valenti, catching the lane, attacks the rim, and he'll put another one in.
I don't know if that pass was meant for Valenti, but he almost intercepted it and just took it to the rim and finished strong with the left hand.
Griffins lead Monmouth by seven. Hawks moving it here. DeLeo driving kick out to James. Works its way over to Deion Jones on the left wing, and he's called for traveling before he can get started.
Deion Jones in a little bit of a rush. You got to calm down, take your time, catch the ball first, then make your jab step, and then start your dribble. When guys try to combine moves in one, that's when you start getting called for travels.
Andrew Nicholas checks in, taking out Marcelo Hudiger, also in for the first time for Canisius, number 32, Dominic Rainey. And here's that small lineup, Steve, that we saw Monmouth employed last week, and that was one of the reasons the Hawks came back, if you remember, late in that first half. Barron dumps it down low. Chris Perez right block. Andrew Nicholas from behind swats it out of bounds.
I love this lineup for this matchup against Canisius. You got to bring the Heaths away from the basket. They might stick in the zone, but Monmouth now has more shooters on the floor with the small lineup.
Inbound to Josiah Heath. Now Barron, double team, throws it out top of the key to Perez. Perez picks up his dribble at the foul line, kicks it back to Barron. Under 12 to go in this first half. Barron, guarded by DeLeo now. All over him. Barron, rise and fire for three. No good, too strong. Josh James goes up high for the rebound.
Phenomenal D by DeLeo.
James leads for Jones. Jump stop in the lane, and he's fouled by Josiah Heath. Good two possessions there for MU. Will take us to this timeout. 11:41 to go. Canisius on top 20-13. Two Deion Jones free throws after this 60-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network. Back courtside here at the MAC. Monmouth trailing Canisius 20-13. And while we have a chance, we'd like to remind you, Scala's Pizza is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit Faz and Will over in West End or visit scalaspizzeria.com. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Steve, Monmouth down by seven early on here, even though they're shooting the basketball pretty well.
Monmouth shooting 50%. However, Canisius at 64% right now, including 3 of 5 from three. Billy Barron has two of those three-pointers on some nice shots over Justin Robinson.
Robinson has since gone to the bench in favor of the bigger Max DeLeo. Deion Jones at the foul line makes one of two. Manhertz pulls down the miss on the second one. Hawks trailing by six.
And Deion Jones missing foul shots is not something you normally see.
Andrew Nicholas steps in front of a pass. He'll go all the way to the basket and dunk it with the left hand.
A great defense by Andrew Nicholas. Playing the passing lane, gets a deflection and runs it down and is able to put in for two.
Hawks trailing 20-16. 11:15 to go here in our first half. DeLeo guarding Barron as soon as he crosses half court. Throws top of the key for Valenti on the left wing. He'll throw to Dominic Rainey, guarded by Deion Jones. Monmouth, Steve, very active here, getting their hands on a lot of passes. Perez drives right baseline on James. He'll lose it up in the air. Finds its way to Rainey. Pull up to beat the shot clock. In and out. Tipped rebound right to Deion Jones. Deion, outlet pass to DeLeo. Max goes right at Billy Barron and misses the layup. Barron goes high for the rebound.
Missed opportunity for DeLeo. Had a run at the layup there. A great defensive possession by the Hawks.
Barron will drive at DeLeo, and they'll call the foul on the floor on Max with 10:39 to go.
I think there's some respect from both DeLeo and Barron with them guarding each other and really with DeLeo's effort on Billy Barron. I think he respects that. I saw them chatting it up in the game last week while there were some foul shots going on. Looked like they had some friendly chatter.
Christian White will check in for DeLeo. Chris Brady in for Tyrone Ogero. Steve, I think with this lineup, Monmouth almost has to go zone. As Canisius will move it here. They'll actually stay man, and now Deion Jones will draw the assignment of Billy Barron. Zach Lewis pulls up for three in front of Nicholas and knocks it down to put Canisius up by seven.
Just not good defense. Zach Lewis getting it going. Wide open look.
Jones shuffles one down low to Brady, who will lay it in. Nice find from Deion Jones.
The Hawks have to get some stops on the defensive end. They're actually shooting a very good percentage. Hawks are at 53%, but Canisius at 62. Have to get stops.
Lewis again for three. Back iron. Christian White with the rebound. He'll hand off for Josh James. Over to Jones. Thought at three and now throws it down low to Brady. Brady goes at Manhurts. Loses it. Gets it back. Now throws it out to Nicholas for three. That one's short. Brady bats the rebound off the rim. Lewis and White. Big collision in front of the Canisius bench. It'll be Canisius ball out of bounds off of Christian White, who went to get up and then went back down. And he's really struggling here walking over to the bench. Steve, I think he's got to come out of this game.
Yeah, that was a pretty hard collision. Christian White, who's very tough and loves to hustle and dive on loose balls, but he really took a tough collision right there as he went diving into the Canisius bench trying to go after that rebound.
Monmouth's seventh team foul will put Lewis at the line with the Golden Griffins leading Monmouth 23-18, 9:44 to go first half. Lewis makes the first one. Player who got recruited by some upper-level programs decided to go to Canisius. Been a really good decision for him, and I know they have loved it. He's from Windsor, Connecticut. Spent a year in prep school. Good-looking young player here. Missing the second right into the hands of Deion Jones. Outlet to Josh James. Monmouth wants to hurry here. Down by six. You know, Steve, I think they think Lewis is going to take the place of Barron next season running their show. Nicholas drives to the basket, puts it up and in over Chris Manhurts.
Good job by Andrew Nicholas. Again, Nicholas and Jones. The Hawks are going to compete with Canisius and any other upper-level MAC team. They have to score.
Barron goes to the ground. He rolls over. They're going to call a jump ball on the alternate possession. Monmouth will get it. I think, Steve, though, that a missed opportunity. I thought Billy Barron traveled.
Traveled, and if they would have called to travel, the Hawks would keep the possession arrow. I think you're right, but at the same time, he was falling down to the ground and was trying to keep his dribble, so maybe the refs gave him the benefit of the doubt. Best players in the league usually get the benefit of the doubt.
And it's no surprise. Good teams, good players get good calls. That's why they're good players and good teams.
Yep.
Hawks down four. James drives. He's cut off. Throws out to Jones. We'll get it right back. Josh James will now throw back to Deion Jones. Under nine to go in this first half. James. Lewis fell for a second. Everyone back to go now. Jones will drive and kick out to James. James. Good defense here by Canisius. Throws it out to Nicholas. Bounces it off of the leg of Ogara.
Not a good possession by the Hawks against the zone. Just didn't get anything going.
Barron has it. Throws to Heath. Tried to go down low to Manhurts. DeLeo got a hand on it, but right to Dominic Rainey. Jordan Heath back in the game, throws top of the key to Barron. Under 8:30 to go. Pick and pop with Heath. Skip pass left corner. Dominic Rainey puts it on the floor a couple times. Ogero blocks it with the left hand. Manhurts has the rebound, and then he is fouled by Deion Jones.
I think DeLeo is reaching a little bit too much in this game. It looks like that he's trying to reach from behind instead of just playing good straight-up defense, and I think he's getting beat because of that.
Chris Perez will check in. Justin Robinson for Monmouth will check back. Steve, that was a really weird two possessions. It just seemed as though neither team was in any kind of rhythm. And it ultimately winds up with Manhurts at the line. Canisius leading Monmouth by four.
And the Hawks trying to trap and get the ball out of Billy Barron's hands. And then you kind of turn into a scramble mode, closing out to open guys.
Manhurts will make the first one. He started every game, scores 7 points a game, gets 6 rebounds. He leads Canisius in rebounding, even though he's listed at just 6'6". 6'6", 235. He goes 2 of 2. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth by 6 with 8:18 to go. Early look here at Colin Stewart, who will check in for Andrew Nicholas.
Well, with Canisius playing the zone, we've seen Christian White and Colin Stewart now get chances to be those zone busters.
Robinson will break the pressure, bouncing it to DeLeo. He'll bounce to O'Gara, who will attack the rim and go to the line for two after he was fouled going up.
Good strong take that time by O'Gara. You want to see those go in because O'Gara struggles from the foul line. Now he's got to earn two.
Five team fouls now on Canisius, 8 on MU. O'Gara at the line, where it's pretty well documented he has struggled this season shooting free throws. Missing that one off and to the right. This season, O'Gara at the line, shooting free throws at just 41%.
And it's obviously a place where he needs to improve because he gets to the line a lot.
Goes 1 out of 2, making the second. So it's a 5-point game, 26-21. Monmouth pressuring full here. Lewis, long pass to Rainey. They break the pressure easily. Now throw left wing for Jordan Heath. Down low, Manhurts. Picks up his dribble, and he'll be called for traveling. That'll get us to the under 8 media. 7:52 to go. Monmouth trails Canisius 26-21, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at the MAC, 7:52 to go in our first half. Monmouth trailing Canisius 26-21. You know, this afternoon's game is being broadcast on 1160, 1310 AM, as well as ShoreSportsNetwork.com and the free Radio Pup app. And we'd like to thank a good buddy of ours listening today, John Mastropaolo and crew, listening up in Middletown. We appreciate the support as always. We're kind of winning Monmouth fans over one listener at a time, I think, as we go on.
Absolutely.
I love it when they listen. John, you got to let us know when you want to come to a game. That's the next move.
Such a marketing guy.
I can't differentiate between the two. Monmouth inbounding here right in front of us. Hawks take the floor with Robinson, DeLeo, Jones, O'Gara, and Colin Stewart. Robinson, top of the key, around an O'Gara screen, throws it left wing for DeLeo. Max is called for traveling before he can get started to the basket.
Now, you don't want to give up possessions and really unforced errors. There's really no reason to walk when a team plays zone against it. You know, you just have to be patient, take your time on your moves. If you have an open shot, shoot it. If not, try to hit the gaps in the zone.
I looked over at Coach Rice after DeLeo was called for that foul. He just said, just dribble. Just put it down first. Canisius moving it here. Monmouth scrambling. They come away with a steal. Robinson leads him the other way to Jones. Heath with the block. He then pulls down the rebound and will now have it for Canisius, as Deion Jones unable to convert in transition. I think he wanted a foul.
Well, I thought there should have been a foul. Jones went in strong. Nice advance pass by Justin Robinson.
Hawks trail 26-21. Griffins working it here. Manhurts tried to go to Heath. Jones intercepted the high-low pass. Deion Jones back the other way. Right at Manhurts. Wave it off. Offensive foul on Deion Jones.
That's two tough possessions for Deion Jones, but you know what? That probably was a charge. Jones has to either pull up for a jump shot or just throw the ball out. You know, there was really nowhere to go there.
And I think, Steve, that call was made the possession before, in the sense that Deion, as soon as he crossed half court, had no intention of passing that ball. And the Canisius player, I think it was Manhurts, was set well in advance.
Absolutely.
Here, Billy Barron will throw one away, trying to throw for Perez, as Monmouth's little run-and-jump press here, Steve, is causing Canisius some trouble. The Hawks trailing just by 5.
Yeah, and last game they tried to do it when they were losing, and it was too much of a scramble mode, and Canisius got so many open looks off of it. But now it's working better. They're trying to get the ball out of Billy Barron's hands, and they're also closing out the shooters a lot better.
6:30 and counting to go. Robinson bounces for DeLeo. Colin Stewart for 3. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of the hands of Tyrone O'Garrow, so the Golden Griffins get it back, leading Monmouth by 5, 6:25 to go first half.
That's a good look for Colin Stewart. He runs through along the baseline. He gets an open look in the corner. And that's a shot you want him to take. He's been in for a couple minutes, so he's now got something going. Just couldn't knock it down.
Perez, top of the key, being watched by Stewart, picks up his dribble, bouncing it over to Billy Barron. Barron goes to the ground, loses the ball. Max DeLeo saves it, throws it off of Barron and out of bounds. And that great hustle play will earn Monmouth the possession.
That's a great job by Max DeLeo. Barron loses the ball. It's going out of bounds. DeLeo goes and gets it and then throws it hard off of Billy Barron. Great job by Max DeLeo.
Yeah, that one had a little extra emphasis on it, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Canisius will stay 2-3 zone. MU playing hard, Steve. And they're shooting 50%. They're just not getting great shots. Here, a turnover in the backcourt. DeLeo battles Zach Lewis for it. Bodies everywhere. Monmouth somehow gets it back. Hawks will go back the other way. Scramble situation. Robinson tried to throw it to Colin Stewart, and he couldn't get the handle on it. Threw it out of bounds, giving it back to Canisius after a crazy 30 or so seconds.
The Hawks are just missing opportunities. Barron turns it over. DeLeo, again, with great hustle, runs it down and just basically manhandles Zach Lewis to get the ball. But then Robinson gets into the lane and loses the ball as he's trying to pass it to Stewart.
DeLeo, who is exhausted, will take a seat. He'll give way to Josh James, who now has the assignment of Billy Barron. Under 5.5 to go, first half. Monmouth trailing by 5. Barron drives right at James to the basket. Misses the layup. Gets his own rebound back. No reset of the shot clock. It never hit the rim. Entry pass for Manhurts. O'Garrow intercepted it, and then Manhurts will be called for his second foul as he grabbed O'Garrow from behind.
And luckily, Canisius is not in the bonus, so O'Garrow won't have to go to the line, and the Hawks will get a possession out of it, and hopefully they can convert here.
Phil Valenti will check back in with 5:17 to go. Andrew Nicholas will check back for MU. Fans, stay tuned at halftime. Steve and I will go over our first half statistics here. But we'll also go over the MAC scoreboard for the last 2 days. Bunch of games yesterday. Just 2 games on the docket today, including this MU and Canisius game. We'll go over the whole league as a general as it's kind of starting to take shape, Steve. We'll do that at our halftime. Tyrone O'Garrow tried to bounce pass. Double teamed. It was intercepted by Canisius. Barron leads one for Perez. He'll lay it in transition.
And we're going to have to get an update of turnovers as now Monmouth could be at double-figure turnovers for this first half. Again, veteran-laden team against Canisius. You cannot turn the ball over against them.
Robinson with another turnover. Right to Perez. Barron skip past to Lewis. He fell, he got up, and he misses the three short. Perez and Josh James battle for the rebound, and that foul will go on the Monmouth freshman.
Eddie, there's no excuse to turn the ball over this much against the zone defense. You know, Canisius is not out-pressing that much. Their 2-2-1 press is not crazy traps all over the place. They really just try to trap at half court. They fall back to a 2-3 zone. They don't extend it. But Monmouth keeps turning the ball over against really a non-pressure defense.
Yeah, it's not a zone that's trapping. The other thing is, Steve, Monmouth somehow is still shooting 50% as Perez makes his first free throw, but they haven't gotten a quality shot at the rim in a really more than a handful of possessions.
Well, they haven't gotten a quality shot at the rim because they're not shooting because they keep turning the ball over.
Perez makes them both. Sluggish first half here. Canisius leads Monmouth 30-21. Robinson and Deion Jones break the pressure. Jones bounces it ahead to Andrew Nicholas. Nicholas will try to drive left corner. He's cut off. He'll pull it out. Deion Jones throws it down low to Brady, who's come back in. Out to Nicholas. Nicholas is fouled going to the basket with 4:15 to go in our first half.
And the Hawks, again, really have nothing going on that possession either. They stay on the left side of the floor. Nicholas tries to force a drive. They throw the ball inside, but they keep it all on the left side. They have to try to swing the ball and reverse it and get the defense moving and then attack the gaps.
So Nicholas has 6 points, along with Jones, also has 6. As now Red has 7, hits the first free throw. We'll get a Canisius sub here. Kevin Bleeker will check into this one, a 6'10 redshirt sophomore from the Netherlands. played sparingly in that game a week ago. Nicholas knocks them both down, cutting the lead to 30-23. James out. DeLeo, after a quick breather, in. And right on Billy Barron again, Steve, as that is the matchup. Monmouth will double team here. Barron throws ahead to Lewis. Lewis will catch, attack the basket. Acrobatic lefty layup is missed. Valenti putback is missed. Rebound tipped a couple of times, right back to Zach Lewis. Out to Barron for an NBA three. Oh, and he knocked it down to put Canisius up by 10.
That's just a killer possession, too, because you had Zach Lewis who misses a layup, and you have your two bigs underneath the basket who can't get the rebound, and then a kick out to Barron who just strokes the three.
He's got 11 early on here. Monmouth working it here against the 2-3 zone. Left wing, it's Nicholas. He'll eye up Valenti, drive the baseline, and he'll be called for traveling. Another turnover gets us to the timeout. 3:30 to go. Canisius on top, 33-23. And we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we invite you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow at MU Hawks on both Twitter and Instagram, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics in one place at GoMUHawks/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the online conversation today. Canisius 33, Monmouth 23, 3:30 to go in our first half. Steve, it's been a pretty sloppy first half of basketball, and I know that's dictated by a couple of numbers that you, forever being the coach you are, circled on our stat sheet.
Monmouth has 13 turnovers in this first half, and we still have 3.5 minutes to play. Canisius, though, they have 11 turnovers, which is not like them, especially with a guy like Billy Barron running the show. Jordan Heath has 3 of those turnovers, and actually Billy Barron has 3 of those turnovers.
Lewis here will throw to Barron. Barron will try to throw left wing. It's deflected out of play by Deion Jones. You know, as bad as Monmouth's been possessing the ball, Canisius hasn't been very good either. But the only difference is, Steve, Canisius converting on those chances.
Canisius has 10 points off of the turnovers. Monmouth with 4, so +6 right now.
Barron attacks the basket. His floater's off the rim. Valenti pulls down the rebound, and then a foul is called somewhere down low.
I don't understand how that's not a charge on Billy Barron. Andrew Nicholas is there. He's set. Barron goes careening down the lane and runs him over. I know he's probably the best player in the league, but a charge is a charge. And what happens is that play keeps going with Nicholas on the floor, and now you have guys toppling all over each other. I just don't understand how that's not a charge.
Valenti, who pulled down the offensive rebound, will go to the foul line. Tyrone O'Gara will check in first because it's 1-1. Unless they said that foul was in the act of shooting. Chris Brady will limp off the floor. Second Hawk to get hurt in this first half, along with Christian White. Brady favoring that left ankle. And Steve, that might have been when that massive humanity was under the basket. He wasn't sure where to step. Might have easily turned that ankle.
Absolutely.
The lefty Valenti makes that first free throw, giving Canisius an 11-point lead. Valenti's second free throw gives Canisius a 35-23 advantage. 3:05 to go, first half. They stay with the 2-2-1 full court pressure. Monmouth will break it eventually with O'Gara and Robinson. O'Gara will break it. He'll go all the way to the basket and miss the layup, but he'll go to the line after the foul on Kevin Bleeker. I didn't even hear a whistle, by the way.
Neither did I. O'Gara's got to convert here. He's 1 of 3 right now from the foul line. The Hawks are 4 of 8 as a team. Again, you don't want to leave points on the board. You want to see O'Gara finish those around the rim.
Well, especially because as he misses the first one, he's so shaky at the line. You got to take advantage whenever you can.
Absolutely.
Start telling him just to try to dunk it. Just go and try and put it down. O'Gara missed them both. That one badly off to the right. Rebound saved inbounds by Perez, but right to O'Gara. Out to DeLeo for 3. Good! cutting the lead back into single digits.
Again, DeLeo is a knockdown three-point shooter. When he has time to catch and shoot and take his time, he's going to knock it down.
And here, Ogero with an interception after an errant Canisius pass.
Canisius has really struggled with this half-court trap from the Hawks.
Robinson throws ahead to Nicholas. Nicholas gets Bleeker in the air, puts it in with the left hand to further cut into that lead.
Nice job by Red to keep his pivots and then go up strong with a little up-and-under move.
35-28 now the Canisius lead. Perez skip pass to Lewis in the right corner. He'll dribble into the paint. Kick it out to Bleeker. Now Perez on the left wing, 18 on the shot clock. Perez drives at Ogero, and a foul is called. 2:02 to go, and they'll call that foul on Deion Jones. Call it for a tripping foul, his second.
Eddie, I want to look at the numbers. I'm not saying that wasn't a foul, because it was, but I want to look at the numbers and see how much scoring has gone up with the new rules. Because what I think, the only thing that's really gone up has been foul shooting and times of games.
Perez will make the first one. Steve, I've been a more than probably I should have been outspoken critic of that being a way to increase scoring. In my mind, the way you increase scoring is you lessen the shot clock, you expand the lane a little bit. As Perez misses the second one, Ogero pulls down the rebound. And you let players play more. If anything, you call less fouls because it promotes game fluidity.
I would agree with you.
Nicholas bounces one down low to Ogero. Out to Robinson. Jones finds Nicholas in the corner for three. Rebound by Billy Barron after the missed shot by Andrew Nicholas.
It's a good job by Valenti on Canisius closing out.
Bleeker finds Perez as now everyone's back the other way as Perez will drive. He'll kick out to Lewis for a triple. Too strong. Rebound by Deion Jones.
Good box out by Red Nicholas.
1:25 and ticking to go in the first half. DeLeo thought at three, now will attack the basket. Reverse layup is missed. Ogero pulls down the offensive rebound, and he is fouled with 1:17 to go. And Steve, Monmouth may not be making all of their shots, they're turning it over, but their hustle and hard work have kept them in this game.
Absolutely, they're playing hard. Canisius is actually struggling with the half-court trap, and they're turning the ball over. Again, Ogero is 1 of 5 from the line. He keeps getting there. He's got to convert. The Hawks are playing with good energy, though, Eddie.
For the first time since he was injured a few games ago, we'll get a look at Greg Nowak, who missed a couple of games with a concussion, including the both games on the Buffalo trip. Good to see him back in action. As Ogero at the line with 1-1. Missing that one back iron, Bleeker will track the rebound down. You know, Steve, at halftime, we'll not only look at max scores, maybe we'll even get our friend Josh Newman in and have a little triple conversation with maybe ways we think you can increase scoring beyond what they've done. Valenti, back the other way, called for traveling at the elbow with 1:05 to go.
I'm looking for Coach Rice to sub Deion Jones back in. I guess he's going to stick with Nowak, though.
Interesting. I want to get your take on that at halftime, how that whole thing has gone on. You know, I'm sure studies are going to go on, and people are going to see how feasible it really was. And credit, you got to try it once. Robinson tried the lob for Ogero, threw it into the student section as Ogero might have jumped 13 feet in the air, and Robinson just overshot him.
And it's a big defensive possession here for the Hawks as they're going to get the ball back with the final shot. They need a stop and then a good possession to go out to halftime with some momentum.
15 seconds separate the game and shot clock with Monmouth trailing Canisius 36-28. Billy Barron drives. Robinson got a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds with 38 seconds to go in our first half.
A good job by Justin Robinson getting in and helping. Always dangerous, though, to reach in like that as you worry a foul being called.
Barron inbounds to Valenti, who bounced it right back to Barron, but he hadn't fully established being in bounds. That turnover will give it back to MU, and Steve, now Deion Jones checks back in. 37 seconds to go, a fresh 35. Do you treat this as the half's final possession?
Absolutely. Last shot of the half. You just got your defensive stop that you needed. Now the Hawks need to have a good possession here and go to the halftime with some momentum.
Robinson will dribble away the first half. Canisius will stay 2-3 zone as of right now. The clock is ticking with about 23 seconds to go. We'll see when Monmouth elects to initiate here. They trail 36-28. Now the clock ticking down with 15 on the game clock. Shot clock really not important. There's only 1 second separating them. Under 10 to go now. Robinson will drive. Bounce pass to DeLeo on the right wing. 3 seconds. Robinson to beat the buzzer. No good. Back iron. The shot clock did happen. Deion Jones will now try to beat the buzzer. He hit it, but wave it off. The shot was after, and it was just a split second too late as Monmouth will go into halftime, Steve, trailing by 8 points.
Is that incredible or what? You know, Deion Jones runs down the rebound, and with that differential, he had a chance to actually launch up a shot at the buzzer, but he just thought it was the end of the half and didn't shoot it until it was too late. But the Hawks go into halftime down 8. It's probably where it should be, too. Canisius right now outplaying the Hawks, but the Hawks really staying in the game with their energy, and they're actually turning the ball, turning Canisius over. The problem is that they're turning the ball over too much themselves.
36-28, Canisius leads Monmouth. We're at halftime, and what we'll do is step out, couple of minute break. We'll go over first half statistics and the MAC Out of Town scoreboard. And Steve, I want you to join me when we have Josh Newman come on. We'll have a discussion about Monmouth in these first couple of games in the MAC, and also about some of these rule changes here in college basketball. Interesting to get his take as well as yours at halftime. We'll take a 2 minute break with Monmouth trailing Canisius by 8 points. Brian, we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network.